A 2020 paper analysing the self-reported experiences of long COVID sufferers on a Facebook group gave a sense of how the joy gets sucked out of food for those who can't smell. Some said that they lost their appetite, while others had the opposite reaction, desperately eating more in an attempt to compensate for the loss of pleasure. One person noted that food satisfaction is lacking, and I see myself eating more just to try to get that satisfied feeling. I am gaining weight due to a constant urge to satisfy what can never be satisfied. Given the sheer number of people around the world who have suffered from the virus, it seems that tens of thousands will be left living with permanent anosmia, or parosmia, a related condition in which those affected are tormented by horrible false smells such as burning rubber. Yet before 2020, very few people even knew the word anosmia, let alone realized it might be something significant for their well-being. Our ignorance about anosmia is part of a wider loss of engagement with our own senses in relation to food. No human activity is more multisensory than eating. But to eat in the modern world is often to eat in a state of profound sensory disconnect. We order groceries on a computer, or takeaways on a phone, and they arrive wrapped in plastic, so that we can neither smell them nor see them before we take the first mouthful. Vegetables are sold pre-chopped, and almost all salad is pre-washed. Any hint of the soil the food grew in has been erased. We judge the goodness of food by the words on the packet rather than by our own senses. In the US and UK, more than half of all calories consumed are made up of ultra-processed foods whose ingredients are so heavily disguised that they are beyond the power of human senses to disentangle. Very likely, we then eat this meal in front of a screen, barely glancing down to see the colors or shapes of what we are consuming. Our sensory disconnect from food is both cause and consequence of the fact that so many of us have poor diets. This starts early. Consider commercial baby food. Much of this is now sold as disposable pouches of pureed fruits and vegetables, in which the colors and shapes of the original food are hidden. Parents like these pouches, which often boast that their contents are organic, because they are a convenient way to feed a baby or toddler while out of the home. But as a report from the First Steps Nutrition Trust highlighted in 2018, these pouches are not a good way for babies to get their first exposure to food. By sucking food directly from pouch to mouth, which seems to be how they are generally used, even if the manufacturers officially say that they recommend decanting the product into a bowl, children cannot tell what they are eating. Why does this matter? Dr. Helen Crawley, a public health nutritionist, has noted that eating purees from a pouch does not help children to get accustomed to the tastes and textures of real food. The problem is that a pouch of sweet carrot gloop does not teach a person either to enjoy or to recognize real carrots.